You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to seven, and Australia's economy slowed more than expected in the final 3 months of 2011, despite two interest rate cuts from the Reserve Bank during that quarter. According to official data out yesterday, the economy grew by just 0.4% or 2.3% on an annual basis, and that was half the rate of growth of the previous quarter. This news won't come as any surprise to Australia's retail sector, which recorded one of its worst Christmas sales periods in decades. It's been a lean 2 years for bricks and mortar retailers as households save more and spend less. A high Australian dollar has also driven more and more of us onto online shopping sites in search of bargains overseas. But a new report from Deloitte Access Economics released this morning says there could be some blue sky ahead for the beleaguered sector, with households starting to loosen the purse strings. David Rumbens is a partner with the research firm, and he's speaking here with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
What we think will drive that pickup is, in part, wage gains have remained pretty solid. So even though we're not seeing jobs growth, we are seeing some income growth through stronger wages, and inflation is pretty well contained. So, you know, spending power is starting to creep up. We've seen in the last few years a big lift in the household savings rate, and that's now starting to level out. So consumers are getting a bit more comfortable with their rate of saving. You know, as the savings rate was increasing, that was really eating into the ability for retail spending to grow. As it holds steady, then retail spending can grow in line with income. So, you know, those factors plus, you know, potentially some further interest rate cuts through the course of the year could help.
So is it really all about just households feeling confident enough to start sort of spending again?
Look, confidence is part of it, but ultimately income is the key driver of spending. And people had to lift their savings rates. We got to a point where household debt was really too high in Australia relative to incomes, and particularly if we're not seeing further strong increases in house prices. And so you know, we've been at a stage where mortgage interest payments have been taking a pretty large chunk out of the average person's income. I think people have started to realise that, and hence, you know, savings rates have lifted. But ultimately, going forward, it's not as though consumers are being overly cautious in the last few years. I think it's been a sensible reaction. It's really going to be about the ability to drive some income growth to get spending growth for retailers.
Retailers have actually been doing better in the mining states, haven't they? Western Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland to some extent. I guess we can say it's also a two-speed retail sector.
Look, that's right. Just as we see on a range of other indicators, retail sales over the past year, you know, we also see that two-speed divide, that the resource states are seeing the faster growth in retail sales. The southeast corner of Australia has been seeing much slower growth.
Yet while some retailers, domestic retailers, have struggled, I'm thinking here of the high-profile casualties with Borders, Angus and Robertson and the like closing stores, we've actually seen other brands entering Australia, opening stores like Zara and Woolworths is expanding into hardware. It's what does that tell us? It's really a patchy picture, isn't it?
Look, retail is always a dynamic sector. There's always closures and new entrants coming in. Look, arguably we've seen more closures over the last year or two than you would normally see. So there are certainly areas that have struggled, particularly and fashion and bookstores seem to be at the heart of it. The overall picture, though, is, you know, is not as bad as if you just focus on those cases. As you say, there's been some expansions. If you look at overall retail profit margins, you know, they've held reasonably steady over the past year. So some chains haven't been doing so well, but others have still been able to retain their profits.
And as your survey found, it's not a question so much of households not spending. They're just spending on different things. Is that right?
Look, that's right. Well, you know, we have seen people are saving more than they used to, and that's not an unhealthy development for the economy. Where they are spending has tended to change over time as well. So people are spending more on services, both, you know, luxuries and necessities, like paying their power bills is more expensive and paying the rent. So, you know, a greater share of the household budget over time has been going towards those sort of service-type expenditures. In part, that's been, again, because retail goods, their prices haven't grown so much in recent years. And partly, again, that's due to the dollar. So people have been saving some money on their retail items in real terms or after inflation. They've then been spending those savings elsewhere.
Are we seeing a major shift to online shopping and to overseas online retail websites?
We don't actually have great data on that, to be honest, but we do know that it has been growing strongly over recent years, and overseas retailers have been a large part of that. What we've seen more recently is Australian retailers also lift their game. So, there's now a greater Australian retail presence online than there was 12 months ago, and so we'll be capturing a reasonable amount of that growth. In terms of the overall contribution, we're still looking at around 4-6% of overall retail sales online, so a reasonably small proportion, but one that has been growing fast.
So as you say, you're forecasting a kind of modest recovery, but what are the main risks to that outlook?
There's still a range of risks, and the most significant ones are the global economic risks stemming from Europe, the risk of major banks failing and what that would do to credit growth around the world and confidence. So, while those risks have eased over the past couple of months, and that's certainly welcome, that they certainly haven't abated. The other key one to watch is jobs growth. Clearly, very patchy at the moment, a lot of high-profile announcements of job losses over the past couple of months, but yet some areas of the economy still travelling very well and indeed filling skill shortages.
That's David Rumbens, a partner in Deloitte Access Economics, speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.